and mind you, it's also Schweinerei. Well, that can be used in various degrees. Well, there was one lady there, stood nearby, with whom I was very, very social and friendly. He says, Leo, why, what a dirty word that you, I'm surprised at you to use. I said, what's the matter, Paolo? What's so dirty about it? I said, a common expression. Yeah. One said, why, yes, there's nothing. And there was a big argument with four or five of the people there. She wouldn't talk to me for weeks. I said, Paolo, that was an insult to say that in front of me. I just imagine, and they all laughed, you know, she must have gone nuts. But there are people who are just that extreme for no sense at all.
Is there a name you can think of for, I mean, does the rye mean anything?
A what?
Schweinerei?
Schweinerei.
What does swine means pig, what does the rye mean, just dirty?
Well, tell you what it could mean, now that you bring it up that way, I couldn't see why she would.
Yeah.
Schweinerei might mean, among certain terms, that it's a pig's manure, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. But most people who use that Schweinerei means it's a dirty mess.
Yeah.
Even if your dishes are upset on the table there and, you know, dripping with other, or Schweinerei around, it's a dirty mess.
Sure.
But that has nothing to do with the filth, you know, of an animal.
Sure.
But some people take it the wrong way.
Sure. Okay. How about the male sex organ now? What name?
The what?
Male sex organ. The male sex organ.
The cock. And the prick, or the penis, the pecker, I think that kind of covers it.
Okay. How about the act of reproduction? Names you've heard for that?
Well, sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
The common common expression would be a screw. It's very common. In other words, you can see on fences, even today, about 60 secretaries. If you see K kids that write that on, you've probably seen it on walls and fences too.
Yeah, if you pronounce it though?
Fuck.
Okay. would you say, really, I just want to ask it, would you say that word is perhaps. You think that word is the most detestable word as far as
it is. It is a detestable word.
Yeah.
It's a foul word.
Uh-huh.
It's a common word. It's used. Of course.
More than these other words you've been going
when,
over.
When that word is used, anyone knows what was meant by it.
Yeah.
But it has a foul, indecent way.
Right.
Far from what say well, sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
It has a different. Meaning to
it. You have a strong feeling, though, about that particular
the other
word.
Yeah, it's a foul, it's a common, low, dirty.
But, I mean, it's far worse words in your mind than screwing, for instance.
Yeah.
That's
a common expression.
Yeah. Okay.
Another expression, I just happen to hear, they say lay. Did he lay that woman, don't you know? Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Another expression, I say, she gave him a jump.
Okay.
Have you heard that?
No, I don't know.
That's an old phrase. Give him a jump.
All right, how about names for contraceptives?
A condom. I think that's about the main.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of any other, for instance, methods that are used that you've heard of, you know?
A contraceptive?
Yeah.
Methods?
Contraceptive methods. Or devices that maybe women would use.
Well, women would use I think they have them called a sanitary sponge. It's a miniature sponge. The reason I'm familiar with it, because I'm in the advertising business, I had it included in one of my catalogs of the Boston store.
Went
through there at the post office, and I didn't know that it was used as a contraceptive because it was a sort of say a sanitary female sponges, see, or female sanitary sponges. And I up to that time, I didn't know they were really used as a contraceptive. I thought they were only used at periods of menstruation and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But they explained to me that I thought. They,
well, that's fine. That's. I think that covers it then.